you're going to spy on me, can you at least pretend to work out while you do it? You know, stalkers should comport themselves with a bare minimum of professionalism, in my opinion. Take some pride in your work, for God's sake. Oh, for fuck's sake. Are you usually this much of a klutz, or is this just reserved for when an attractive man gives you any acknowledgement of your existence? I swear it's the same with everyone. What? Nothing to say? Do you seriously think that I can't tell when someone's watching me? That I haven't seen you sulking around for days, never using any of the equipment, yet always suspiciously close to me? Did you think that I didn't notice when you tried to take a photo of me, one of dozens on your phone by now, I'm sure, and forgot that your wireless earbuds had died, sending the click of the camera app to your speaker, and sending you running to the exit? You are not subtle. Lay down. Not for that, idiot. You're on a bench. If you're here to work out, then you're gonna work out. Lay down. I'll spot you.
There. That ought to be heavy enough for you. I'll stand back here and make sure you don't crush yourself. Oh, come on. You're laying with your head below the bar. Scoot back. Yes, you're allowed to touch my legs with your head. That's what you want to do anyway, isn't it? That's why you were staring at me. Let's go. First set. Hand shoulder width apart. And one, two, three. Hey, focus on lifting, not on me. Three, four, five. Good. That's one set. Don't get up. We're not done yet. Second set. Not like you can complain anyway, with your head practically between my thighs. This is what you wanted, isn't it? Enjoy it while you can. Let's go. Second set. Okay. One, two. Oh, come on. Don't bite your lip. Whoa. Don't lose focus.
Are you seriously such an idiot that you would let yourself get crushed by a barbell while imagining getting fucked by a stranger? Why are you blushing? What did I... Oh, grow up. Yes, you got a face full of sack. While I was saving you from a trip to the hospital, you dump... You know what? You have fun being a horny stalker or whatever. I'm gonna go back to my own workout, okay?
What do you want? Fine. Don't say anything. You're turned on, aren't you? That's why you come here, right? While I'm here, you think I'm attractive. You think I look good. You like to see a chiseled man, peak performance, glistening with sweat, shirtless and panting away in a smelly gym.
I'm your porn, aren't I, sweetie? You're gonna go home after this, flip through those photos you took, and rub this pussy of yours until the sun comes up, isn't that right? Yeah? Well, why don't you just start now? There's no one else here. Stick those greedy little fingers down your pants and have at it. I'll be here for another hour, at least. I'm sure you can have some fun that time, right? No, seriously. I'm not joking. You have my full permission. Go ahead, touch yourself. Do it for me. Atta girl. You just sit there and squirm while I work out, okay?
Don't expect anything more out of me, though. Why? Oh, because I'm not interested.
Oh, don't give me that look. I didn't mean it like that. I meant I'm not interested in chicks. I'm gay, lady. I didn't say stop, idiot. Yeah, I'm not interested in women. But the idea of someone, anyone, being so turned on by the mere sight of me that they can barely keep their pants on? That's pretty hot. I like that. Is that normal? I don't feel like that's normal. I'm not sure if that's a thing. Maybe it's like an exhibitionism thing? It's a thing for me, I guess. So go ahead. Touch yourself. Touch yourself for the hottest guy you've ever met. Touch yourself for someone who has absolutely zero interest in you. Hey, don't give me that look. You're the one stalking me, remember? I feel like I've still got the moral high ground here to say whatever I want. Besides, I'm still giving you what you want, with the bonus of making it, you know, consensual. There you go. I knew you couldn't help yourself. None of you ever can. And there's just something so fun about pulling the rug out from straight chicks like that. You just all assume that you can have me. And then when you find out that you can't, chef's kiss. Priceless. You like this, hun? Is this angle good for you? I don't want you to miss a thing. You've got a front row seat to every bead of sweat that slides its way down between my abs. Every grunt and sigh as I tighten this body up even more. Every lingering stare I bother to give you out of the goodness of my heart. I want you to enjoy this because I'm getting a kick out of it. Look like you're getting a little bit warm there, sweetie. You can take your shirt off too, if you'd like. There's no one else here. There never is this time of night. The cameras? Damn things aren't even plugged in. Honestly, this gym is really not that good. But it works for our purposes, doesn't it? Go on, take it off. Hell, pants too, all of it. Why? Because I want to see if you'll do it. You've got nothing else to lose. There's no one else here. No one else will ever know about this. And I'm not going to do anything or care either way, so it's really just a question of how far you're willing to go to make yourself comfortable while you masturbate to a hot guy. I know how far I'd go to do that. How about you? Honestly, didn't think you'd do it. Good for you. You look pretty good, you know. Not my cup of tea, but I'm sure some guys out there would love to be in my shoes right now. If they could see you like this, they would be all over you. Squeezing your tits, licking your pussy, all that good stuff. You should try to stalk some of those guys next time, yeah? Maybe you'll actually get somewhere. So, how often have you touched yourself with the thought of me? Yeah, I'm serious. How often do you touch yourself and think of me? Is that per week? Per day? That's hot. What do you think about the most when you're doing it, huh? Can you imagine me grabbing you by the hips with these nice strong hands? Do you think about what it'd be like to be carried by me? Do you wonder how my tongue would feel on your clit? Oh, whoa. Wow, was that all for me? You've been pent up for a while, huh? I'm honored, truly. Tell you what, how about you come sit on the bench in front of me, and we'll see if you can pull off another rep. Huh? That's it. Right back to work. Isn't this fun? Are you close enough to smell me now, hon? Smell that deodorant sweat pouring off of me. Smell all those hormones my body's releasing. I'm irresistible to you, aren't I? Go ahead, touch my abs. Get a tactile sensation to pair with the pics on your phone. You like that? Yeah? Just imagine if you could have me the way you want. You'd go insane. Past partners tell me I'm a pretty good lay. Too bad you don't get to try that out. None of that. You get to touch my body, you don't get to kiss me. Sit there and be glad that you're getting what you got. Sit there and play with your pussy like a good straight girl. Really? Are you begging me to touch you? Pathetic. You really just can't handle the idea of being this close to someone who isn't even remotely interested, can you? Makes it hotter somehow, though, right? Like, Why don't you lick the sweat off my chest? Yeah, I'm serious. Do it. You want to touch me so badly? Lick my abs. Keep one hand down your wet little panties, put one hand on my hip, lean forward, and lick my abs. They're glistening. Don't you want a taste? Yeah, that's right. You lick those muscles. That's what you get to do. You get to clean me up. Good girl. Enjoy my body. Really get those fingers deep inside while you work. While you breathe me in. That's it. Good girl. Getting close again? Good. Come for me. Make that desperate pussy of yours come for me. You want this, girl? You want this body so bad? Prove it. Come for it. Come for me. Come on. Come. Come on. Come for me. Come. That's right. That's right. Moan for me. That's a good girl. Beg and pant for me like the good little straight girl you are. That's it. That's it. You have no idea how hot it is to have someone in the palm of your hand like this. Honestly, it's got me rock hard. I was supposed to be blowing out my workout partner's back by now, but he didn't show up. So maybe we can come to an arrangement. I'll meet you halfway. How would you like to take my massive cock? In your mouth. And
I'll close my eyes and pretend you're the hot little twink who lives down the hall from my apartment. What do you say? You want my cum, hun? That's what I thought. Anything to get this inside of you, huh? You're drooling. Put that mouth to work. Ben from apartment 3C.
That's it. Oh, that's it. That feels real good. You're better at this than I thought you'd be. Oh, that's it. Really work that shaft for me, huh? Work for that nut. That is the most you'll ever get out of me, so make it worth it. That's right. Think you can grunt at a lower pitch when my tip hits your tonsils? Maybe? Good enough. Never thought I'd be saying this while getting head, but, good girl. You take that cock. Show me how much you want me. That's right, worship that cock. You did not take long, honey. That's it. I'm close. You get ready. You're gonna swallow every last drop of this load. You got it. You're gonna take it all, or I'll switch gyms and you'll never get to see me again. You wanna touch yourself in the corner while I lift, don't you? You wanna get to think about me in the bath all night? It's fucking right you do. Now relax that throat and take this nut. Pretty good for a girl. Look up now. Let's see if you got it all.
Yep. Looks like I somehow managed to get it all down. Glad I don't have to switch gyms. I like my sketchy 24-hour gym.
Thanks for the fun, stalker.
Try not to be so creepy the next time you find a guy you like. I doubt they'll be as accommodating as I was.
Be sure to turn the lights off in here once you're done drying off, hon.